by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me.
Buenas noches y bienvenidos, hijos del rock and roll. Esto es I Love Rock and Roll, vuestro programa de rock and roll, aquí en la UPV Radio. Yeah baby, we're back. Bueno, pues aquí estamos, septiembre, de vuelta con todos vosotros, con horita por delante de buena música, de buen rock and roll, una horita y si todo va bien, una temporada entera de por delante para compartir con vosotros en la 102.5 de la FM, en nuestra UPV Radio, I Love Rock and Roll, después del mes de agosto, con sus directos de música negra. Seguimos, ahí vamos a tener un par de programas más dedicados a grandes directos de la música negra, en esta ocasión a una gran mujer, a la más grande posiblemente, en esto del soul, del gospel, del rhythm and blues, la señorita Aretha Franklin. Vamos a tener, pues eso, un par de semanas escuchando uno de sus directos más emblemáticos, en mi opinión, el más emblemático, y a ver qué os parece. Vamos a escuchar el Amazing Grace de Aretha Franklin, un disco grabado en el año 72 en una iglesia de Los Ángeles y que aparecía justo un año después de que presentara su Live at Fillmore West, y no sabemos muy bien por qué, pero en menos de un año Aretha volvió a sacar un disco en directo. En este caso era un disco especial, era un disco de gospel, pero fue una jugada arriesgada y le salió muy bien, porque a día de hoy es el disco de gospel que más ha vendido de la historia, ¿no? Entonces, bueno, pues podemos decir que le fue bien, ¿no? Le fue bien la cosa. Y nada, pues deciros simplemente que fue un disco doble en su época. La versión que vamos a escuchar aquí es una versión que salió, creo que en el año 2000, con los temas remasterizados, con nuevas tomas, en fin, lo típico, con una presentación así muy lujosa y tal, muy chula. Y bueno, deciros también que hay un documental que está rodado, pero falta montarlo y musicarlo y tal, que no sé cuándo lo harán, porque la verdad es que estaría francamente bien. Se grabó, como os digo, en enero del año 72 en la iglesia baptista del New Temple Missionary Baptist Church en Los Ángeles, y bueno, pues estaba la señorita Aretha Franklin acompañada por el Reverend James Cleveland, que lo escucharéis bastante a lo largo de las canciones que podamos escuchar, y de Southern California Community Choir, el coro de la comunidad del sur de California, acompañando a Miss Franklin, que aparece en portada con un look totalmente afroamericano y francamente un disco especial. Yo creo que nunca había cantado Aretha mejor que lo hace aquí, en ninguno de sus discos, ni en estudio ni en directo, y es un verdadero placer para cualquier aficionado a la voz de esta mujer poder escuchar estas canciones de temática religiosa, pero que realmente parece sinceramente que esté tocada de la mano de Dios y esté cantando como un ángel. En este caso le vendría como niño al dedo. Os dejo, chicos, con, y chicas, and those in between, como digo siempre. Os dejo con Amazing Grace, The Complete Recording se llama este disco, en cariñoso homenaje al disco original. Bueno, pues que disfrutéis. No creo que nos dé tiempo a escucharlo entero, pero bueno, todo lo poco o mucho que vamos a escuchar bueno será. Y abonicos, muchas noches a todos y el viernes que viene más. Os dejo con Aretha Franklin y su Amazing Grace.
I'd like to say good evening to everybody. We'd like to thank you for coming tonight to the first religious recording session of the Lady Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. And we want you tonight to be a part of this session. We want you to, let the folk know you're here. And you're going to, many of you who never had the opportunity to hear Aretha sing gospel, you're in tonight for a great thrill. She can sing anything. Three blind mice. Anything. I'd like for you to be mindful, though, that this is a church, and we're here for a religious service. And we want you to be a part of it. We want you to give vent to the Spirit. Those of you who are not hip to giving vent to the Spirit, then you do the next best thing. Aretha's got some fantastic people that came this week, helped us to put together what you're going to witness tonight. And whatever you hear tonight, just remember tomorrow night's going to be better. And I'd like for you at this time to welcome the young folk that are going to back Aretha. Won't you receive the Southern California Community Choir? We are all ours.
Hey!
Thank you. Now the young lady that we've all been waiting to hear. She's known by many names, and deservedly so. She's earned every title. But it's my pleasure tonight to just say my sister, Miss Aretha Franklin. Give her a big hand. As you know, this is a recording session, and if things should happen and we have to take it over, you understand how that is. So if you said amen on it first and we have to take it over, when we get back to that spot, you say amen again, yeah? And if we have to take it over again, you say amen again. All right. She could have very easily have gone into a studio and done this album, but she wanted to do something live. And the only reason we want to do it live is to get the audience participation. So now those of you here got to sound like about 2,000. Can you sound like 2,000? Yeah. Let me hear. Come on. Our first selection tonight is going to be a little number that was done by Brother Marvin Gaye. And it's called Holy, Holy. Ladies and gentlemen, Aretha Franklin, Southern California Choir, Holy, Holy.
The only man that walks alone is a man that has no God. We'd like to say to you tonight, those of you that know that there is a God, you'll never walk alone.
Walk on through the wind.
Walk on.
keep walking beside you and you'll never
into the heart of the Baptist church here for a minute. You know, being the daughter of a Baptist minister, you had to know these hymns before you could do anything. We got together and put our heads together and came up with an arrangement on one of the great hymns of the church. What a friend we have in Jesus.
All I see.
Estás escuchando I Love Rock and Roll, la UPV Radio. Grandes directos de la música negra. Hoy, Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Anybody here in the building tonight know anything about the Sanctified Church? Yeah. Let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah.
You know, when they get the feeling like this in the Sanctified Church, somebody jump up and say, yeah.
Yes,
say,
do.
Yeah. If you love the Lord, let me see your hand. Why don't you shake hands with somebody next to you and say, I love the Lord. Y'all threw us off just then? Don't clap till we get it open, then you know where the rhythm is. Hey, one, two, one, two.
I'm so.
in for the next song, two songs really, one a pop and one a gospel, and mixed it together.
Yes,
we gonna sing it one way, and then we gonna turn around and sing it another way. And I want you to know that it doesn't really matter. It all depends on who you're singing it to. Same words, but we're singing it to somebody that's able to keep us. You need a friend. And Jesus said, call my name, because I'll be there.
When you're down in trouble, you need some love and care. Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing going right.
about 17. Beats run strong, play my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long, that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long, that he was with me, yeah, me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can?